Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Chav Zayin. We're holding Chav Vav Amad Beis, three lines from the bottom, Ushmul Amar. Now, this Shmuel comes in the middle of the sugya. We have to quickly remember what was the sugya all about. So back on Chav Vav Amad Beis, at the top of the Amad, we had Rav talking about a situation of Sholish Achoyos Yevamois, Shenoflu Lefnei Shnei Achin Yevamen. You had altogether originally five brothers. Three of them were married to three sisters. The three brothers unfortunately passed away, Loyalena. So now we have the three Yevamis, which Noflu, that have a Zika now to the two remaining brothers. So what do we do to remove the Zika from them? So the Gemara told us that Rav holds that the first brother should go and give a chalitza to the first of these three Yevamis. The Gemara, as you recall, said at the end, we're talking about that they didn't all fall at once, but rather it was one, and then two, and then three. So the Gemara said, let Reuven give a chalitza to the first one. Fine. Let Shimon give a chalitza to the second one. And now we got a problem with the third one. Who should give chalitza to the third one? So the obvious answer would be that either one should give a chalitza to the third one. The Gemara introduced something novel yesterday, which we never had in our Masechta until now, that there's a concept of a chalitza pesula, or as Rashi calls it, kloimar chalitza gerua. What's the definition of a chalitza gerua? Chalitza gerua means that someone who's unable to go and do yibam, his koyach and yibam and chalitza is ogishvacht, is weakened, so by definition his chalitza is also weakened. And since they're neither Reuven, well, let's go back. Each one of the three sisters we have an issue. The issue is that once Reuven has given chalitza to the first woman, after Shimon has given chalitza to the second woman, who's going to go and give chalitza now to the third lady? The third lady is Achois Chalutzosoi, the sister of the Chalutza of both Reuven and Shimon. And therefore, Midrabanon, giving her a Chalutza now would be very, very difficult. Why is it difficult? Because since neither Reuven nor Shimon are able to go be Miyabem, the third lady, the third sister, so therefore, their Koyach in giving Chalutza is also considered to be an inferior koyach, a somewhat defective koyach, all because if they wanted to be yabeh, they can't. So therefore, their ability to go and terminate the zika through chalitza is also weakened. So what do we do, said Rav? Said Rav, go and take both Reuven and Shimon, and they should both go and give a chalitza to lady number three. And with this way, all three of them will now be mutorois lishuk. That was Rav's chiddush of yesterday. Now we have Shmuel, three lines from the bottom. Shmuel Omar Echad Choylitz Lekulon. Shmuel says that one of the two brothers, let's say Reuven, he can give a chalitza to all three women. In other words, all three sisters have passed away. Let Reuven give chalitza to all. Now the Gemara is bothered by that. Why? Mechti Shemina Lega Shmuel Di Omar Chalitza Ma'aliyah Be'inan. We find elsewhere that Shmuel also requires the chalitza be a strong, wonderful chalitza, and not a weakened chalitza, a chalitza gerua. Where do we find that? The Omer Shmuel. Shmuel says, "Choylitz la'choyois loy nifteru tzorois." What does that mean? So Rashi tells us the case. Let's look at the top Rashi. We have shtei achoyois shenoflu lefonav mishnei achim. Two sisters from two separate achim, meaning two separate batim. V'chol achas tzaros imo, and each one of them has a tzara with her. So we have the one sister with one tzara, and another sister with another tzara. So two achoyos, and each one has a respective tzara. V'chol etzla achoyos, and he gave chalitza to the two sisters, because the two sisters fell leivam. Loi nifteru tzorois sayin, the tzorois are not barter. Why? There's no way that he could be miyabin the two sisters, because if he would be miyabin the two sisters, then they would become achoyois Achois Ishto, he'd be married to two sisters. So he's saying, well, maybe he should go and give Yibam to one of them. He can't, because each one of them is Achois Zikukosoi. So what can he do? Let him give Chalitza. Zok the Gemara, if he gives Chalitza to the two Achois, to the two sisters, the Tzorois are not Potter. Why aren't they Potter? Because the Chalitza that he's going to give to the two sisters is a Chalitza Gerua, an inferior Chalitza. The reason is because he couldn't do Yibam. So therefore his Koyach of Chalitza is weakened. Such a weakened Chalitza is not enough to go and Potter the Tzorois. And therefore he's going to have to give a separate Chalitza to the Tzorois. What do we see from this memra of Shmuel? By the way, we've only quoted the first line of Shmuel's memra. In another 10 lines, we'll see that Shmuel has a much, much more extensive discussion about this. But what we see from the first headline of Shmuel is that he also requires there to be a proper chalitza, not a chalitza grua. And if that's the case, let's get back now to our Gemara, where we have the three sisters, all of whom are waiting for a chalitza. So, straight to Gemara, I don't understand why Shmuel would say that one of the two brothers, Lemashal Reuven, should give a chalitza to all three of the sisters. So, Gemara, Heicha de Kaima Chalitza de Shimon, Chalitza Ksheira, after all, Shimon, who is the second brother, he can do a proper chalitza to sister number two. Let's remember again, Rabbi, we're talking about three sisters. The Gemara said on the Omer Beis, Reuven will give chalitza to sister number one. Shimon will give chalitza to sister number two. And then we said, oy, 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 who's going to give now a chalitza to sister number three? We're going to have a problem of a chois chalitza. So Rav said, let both Reuven and Shimon go and give a chalitza to wife, to sister number three. But putting aside sister number three, let's go to sister number two. Frank Dimar, you just said now, Shmuel, that Reuven should go and give a chalitza across the board to all three. Right? Remember the lashon of Shmuel? Echad chalitza the kula. Reuven gives a chalitza to sister one, sister two, sister three. Frank Dimar, I don't understand why. Wouldn't it be much better if Shimon gives chalitza to sister number two? Because of the fact that Shimon is giving a pure chalitza, not a deficient chalitza, a chalitza grua, he can give a chalitza ksheira. Says Yimar, hey, the kaim of chalitza to Shimon, chalitza ksheira. Since Shimon is able to go and give a full-fledged chalitza ksheira, Jeff, we're holding on the second and third lines from the top of Chav Zayin Omer Aleph. So Reuven chalitza psula, my, why should we go and suggest, I left out two words, Chalitza Reuven, Chalitza Psula, my, why should I go and say that Reuven should go and give a Chalitza Grua to sister number two if I can go with Shimon, who's going to give a perfect Chalitza to sister number two? Says Gemara, you have a very good point, and we misunderstood what Shmuel said. Although Shmuel said, Echad Chalitza Kulan, what he really meant was, my Echad Chalitza Kulan, Nami Tikomar, I am Tzoris. What Shmuel is saying is that Reuven should go and give on his own the chalitza to the third sister. Meaning, Rav said that both Reuven and Shimon should give a chalitza to sister number three. Shmuel says no, that Reuven should go and give on his own chalitza to sister number three. Frank Gemara, didn't Shmuel say Echad Chodetz Lekulon, which sounds like all three sisters? What do you mean that according to Shmuel we're only giving Chalitza to sister number three? Says the Gemara, V'akulon kar. So Gemara, Kimin the Ruba Gabei Kari Lekulon. What does the Gemara mean to say? Because obviously Reuven is going to give the first Chalitza to the first sister. We're going to allow Shimon to give the chalitza to sister number two. Because otherwise, allowing Reuven to give the chalitza to sister number two would be a chalitza gerua. Why is it a chalitza gerua? Because sister number two is achois chalutzosai. She is the sister of sister number one to whom Reuven already gave a chalitza. were Reuven to give a second chalitza to sister number two, he's giving now to Achois, the sister of his own chalitza. So clearly says the Gemara, Shimon is going to go and give the chalitza to sister number two. What happens with sister number three? Says Shmuel, let Reuven, or for that matter, Shimon, give the chalitza to sister number three. Aye, didn't Shmuel say, Lekulon? Says Markim de Ruba Gabe, since Roiv of the three sisters, Roiv is two sisters, since Shmuel said, let Reuven give number one and number three, Karle Kulai, Ruboy Kikulai. So what is the Chiddush? What is Shmuel therefore trying to tell us? Shmuel is saying, I respectfully disagree with Rav. Rav requires both Reuven and Shimon to go and give chalitza to sister number three. So Shmuel, no, I realize it's a chalitza gerua, but I have no choice. I only got two brothers. I don't have 12 brothers available. Each one of them has already done one chalitza. So by definition, the third sister is achois chalutzosai, both for Reuven as well as for Shimon. So, says Shmuel, so neither one is better than the other. Let either one, either Reuven or Shimon, give the chalitza to sister number three. So instead of Rav saying both Reuven and Shimon will give a joint chalitza to sister. I don't really mean joint, but each one does a chalitza with sister number three. So Shmuel, that's not necessary. One out of the two is sufficient. So that's teretz number one to the kasha on Shmuel. The Iboy Seim, I have another pshat, says Imar. Kikom Shmuel chalitza ma'aliyah b'inan. Even though we proved from that other case of the cholitz la'achoyos le'nifteru tzorais that you need a chalitza ma'aliyah, means a good, strong chalitza, not a chalitza gerua. Hani mili l'mifter tzorasa. Av the mifter anavsha patra. What is Imar saying? Imar is saying is the two cases which we lined up one against the other, and we asked the Stira Shmuel on Shmuel, really there's one major difference. What's the major difference? In that case, where we said that Shmuel requires the Chalitza Ma'aliyah, what was that case? At the top of the Amud, that Chalitz La'achoyes La'nifteru Tzorais, to go and use a Chalitza Gerua with one of the sisters, and have that be Moitzi, not only the chalutza, the sister herself, but also the tzara, says the Gemara, with chalitza grua, you cannot pater a tzara. However, if you're talking about patering the achoyis themselves, that's okay, even though it's a chalitza grua, but that's all you gotta do. It's the maximum you can do. We're not trying to pater any other women. We're just patering these women themselves. So therefore, says Shmuel, that's okay. You can go and use the chalitza grua to go and pater the woman herself. And so therefore, we can learn, like the original girsa, that Reuven is going to give chalitza lekulin to all three women, even to sister number two and to sister number three, either both achois chalutzosos. That's okay. Even though the chalitza is chalitza grua, I'm not trying to pater somebody else at tzara, I'm just trying to pater that woman to whom he has a zika. So even if it's not the best chalitza in the world, it still works according to Ushua. So with this we've concluded, the guests have concluded now two pshatim in Shmuel. Now the Gemara is going to analyze the entire package of Shmuel. We had only cited one line at the top of the Amud. Now we're going to go into much greater depth, and Barry has a question.
What happens to the Tzara? If you did a Chalitza with one wife, Tzara is what? She's in limbo. Is her co-wife, who's a sister to...
Excellent question. Excellent question. Rashi deals with her question. Rashi says, you know what? You're going to have to do a separate chalitza for the tzara. Since the chalitza of the achoyis won't pater the tzarais, then Reuven is going to have a separate chalitza for each individual tzara, because they're not pater through the chalitza grua of the achoyis. Good?
Because they're a
That's the next Gemara, Shkorek. So you've given us a nice segue, Gufa. Omar Shmuel, cholitz lachoyos loy nifterut tzarais, like we just said. Because if you do a chalitza on, for instance, remember, let's go back to Shmuel. Shmuel is not talking about three brothers over here. We're talking about that they're two sisters, and they fell to one individual. Each one has a tzara with them. So we have four women that want to be parted from their zika. We have sister number one and her tzara. We have sister number two and her tzara. And now we have one individual that has to figure out what is he going to do with all of these four women. So Shmuel said, Cholitz l'achoyis, if Reuven is going to give a chalitza to sister number one, and then he's going to want to give a chalitza to sister number two, he has no choice. I know it's a chois chalutzasai, a chadach mishka breyer. Who else is there in the world to give? I can't give chalitza. You can't give chalitza. Only this brother. See, he'll do the chalitza for the achoyis. However, leinifta tzoris, the tzoris of these achoyis will not be potter, and therefore he's going to have to do a separate chalitza for the achoyis. For the tzoris, it is. Like barrages. That's, he'll have to do a separate chalitza for the tzoris. However, the tzoris, if he did a chalitza for the tzoris, for tzoras Rochel and tzoras Leia, then niftir achoyis, that will help to go and take away the achoyis zika. And the reason for that on the surface is easy l'choyra. Why is it easy? Because with the achoyis, once he gives a chalitza to one of the achoyis, then the other achoyis, the other sister, is achoyis chalutzosai. However, if he were to go and give chalitza, for instance, to the tzoras sister number one, and then he wants to give to tzoras sister number two, those two tzoras are not related. So the choyra, that's a much easier type of chalitza. It won't be a chalitza grua. But the Gemara is going to ask on that shortly as well. Stay tuned for further discussion. But in the meantime, we continue on cholitz l'balas get. Like niftera tzora, the tzora niftera balas get. What happens if we have a balas get, meaning that this yavam, instead of giving chalitza or prior to giving chalitza, he gave her a get? As we know, that's not going to resolve the zika issue. He's still going to have to go and give a chalitza. And that young lady has a tzora with her, says the Gemara, if you want to give chalitza to the balas get, that's not going to go and pater the tzora. However, if you want to give a chalitza to the tzara, that's going to pater the balas aget. What's the reason why if you give a chalitza to the balas aget, a nifter a tzara? So Rashi explains, because by having given the get to her, the zika has been weakened, because he can no longer be miyabing this lady. Why can't he be miyabing this lady? By giving the get, it gets us into the isur midrabban of Kivin Shloi Bona Shuv Lo Yivne. I say it's Dirabanan because had he given a Chalitza, then that would be a Diraisa. Kivin Shloi Bona Shuv Lo Yivne. But the whole concept of giving a get to a Yivama is a Dirabanan concept. In the Torah, you can only have two choices. Either Yivim or Chalitza. Midrabanan is Mam or this get. So this person who gave get, he has weakened the possibility of giving Yivam because so therefore, by definition, now the chalitza becomes a chalitza gerua. So although it will help for her, it's not going to help for the tzara, because the tzara has a full-fledged zika, an undiluted, strong zika. So you can't compare her zika with the chalitza gerua vis-a-vis the balas get. However, the tzara, if you want to do a chalitza against the tzara, where the zika is 100%, the niftera balas aget, then you can go and pater the balas aget whose zika is weakened. And similarly, says Igmar, cholitz balas ha-mamer. If what happens if he gave, he had, there were two women that fall yivam. One is, both of them are tzoris of each other. Both of them fall to Reuven. Reuven, instead of doing yivam or chalitza, to one of them he did maimer, which means he gave kesef kedushin midrabanan. And now, he has decided to go and give chalitza. He doesn't want to go ahead with the yibam. He wants to give chalitza. Okay, he's allowed to. But the chalitza balas ha-maimer, lo yinifter a tzara. If he gives a chalitza to the balas ha-maimer, it's not going to help the tzara. Why is it not going to help the tzara? Says Rashi, because since he gave her Maimer, he's not going to be able to pater this tzara, not this tzara, this balas Maimer, unless he gives not only chalitza, but also a get. Because since he gave her Maimer, now we have to sever the Maimer relationship by giving a get. So therefore, vis-a-vis the balas Maimer, chalitza is insufficient. If it's insufficient, it's a chalitza grua. If it's a chalitza grua, it cannot go and pater the tzara who has a full-fledged normal zika that only requires a chalitza and doesn't require a chalitza plus get. However, the tzara, if he gave a chalitza to the tzara, then if the balas maimer, then the balas maimer is off the hook because the balas maimer's zika is ogeshvacht because of the fact that she would require not only chalitza, but also a get. And of course, she's still going to require a get. We're not taking away the requirement of having a get. We're just simply saying that since the tzara's chalitza is a pure one, that pure chalitza will pater that of the balas maimer. And we're going to discuss that more on the bottom of the Yomid, top of the Amud Beis in Yetzirah. This is the conclusion of Shmuel's fairly lengthy discussion about chalitzos gruos. Now the Gemara goes back to explain the first part of Shmuel. What did Shmuel say? Ma'ishna la'choyis lo'nifteru tzorois. Why, when he gives a chalitza to the achoyos, are the tzorois not part? Remember, we're talking about one yid Reuven. He is dealing now with two separate sets of yevamos. Set number one, achoyis, sister one with a tzora. Set number two, achoyis two with her tzara. So it says that if he gave the chalitza to the achoyis, loy niftu tzaras. Freitimar, why not? So the reason is, the havi loy achoyis isha bezika. The problem is because the chalitza that he gave to the two sisters, that is a weakened chalitza, what the Gemara calls a chalitza psula, which Rashi calls a chalitza gerua. Why is it a chalitza gerua? Because although vis-a-vis the first sister that he gave the chalitza, that was a perfect chalitza. But once we get to the second sister, she's an achoyis zikik. Well, even before we get to chalitza, let's talk about the original zika. When the two achoyis fall to Reuven, he's not allowed to come in the yavam either one, because each one of them is an achoyis zikukasoi. It's min ha-toyre, you're not allowed to have two wives, achoyis ishtar. Midrabanan, you're not allowed to have the achoyis zikukasai. Meaning, that how could he possibly be yavim isha number one? After all, that is a sister to his zika, which is sister number two. He can't come in miyavim sister number two, because that's the sister of zika number one. So, each one is achoyis zikukasai. So, were he to go and give a chalitza to either one, that would be a chalutza gerua. Why is it chalitza gerua? Because of the fact that he cannot do a yibum with either one of the two because it's a choyziku kasai. So since his yibum koiches are weakened, in fact they are nil midrabanan, so too the possibility of giving a chalitza is now weakened. What we call a chalitza gerua. So says Imam, lachoyis alein nifteru tzoros. Again, ma'ishna lachoyis alein nifteru tzoros. What's the reason why when he gives a chalitza to the achoyos, he doesn't pater the tzoros? They have, you look, achoyis isha bezika, because each one of the two sisters is an achoyis zikukasoi. Cholitz tzoros nami lo nifteru achoyos. What was the second half of what Shmuel said? Shmuel said that if you give a chalitza litzoros, nifteru achoyos. Freitimara, the tzoros too, the ability to be miyabim then is weakened. Why? Because they are tzorois achoyis isha bezika. They are not each one achoyis zikukasai, but each one of them is a tzoras achoyis zikukasai. So vos is, so Rashi quotes from the Gemara that we had earlier on in Ar Masechta, that a tzora becomes like a set together with the erva, as if she's the erva herself. If that's the case, just like I'm saying I cannot go and be moitzi the tzoros with the chalitza of the achoyos, I cannot go and use the chalitza of the tzoros to go and pater the achoyos. Why? Because their chalitza would also be a grua. He cannot go and be miyabim them either, because they are the tzorois of the achoyziku kosei. In other words, just like when we learned our Mishnah at the beginning of our Masechet Zav Beis, that a person cannot be miyabim bitoi, so we said the same thing applies to tzoros bitoi. And if you can't go miyam your chamoisai, the same thing applies to tzoros chamoisai. So we're saying that the tzora is almost the alter ego or the extension of the erva. So if you're not allowed to go and marry midraban achoyziku kasai, then you cannot go and marry the tzoras achoyziku kasai. And if you can't be miyam the tzoras achoyziku kasai, so then the chalitza that you give to those tzoras again is a chalitza gerua. So what's the difference between the chalitza gerua that you give to the achoyes that doesn't part of the tzoras? The same thing should apply, that the chalitza gerua that you're giving to the tzoras should not go and part of the achoyes. That's the Gemara's kasha. Every Gemara kasov is Shmuel ein zika. Shmuel holds that there is no achoy ziku kosoi issue. Why not? Because he holds ein zika. Freit Gemara azoi. What is Shmuel yei zika? Shmuel we had earlier on in our Masechta, back on Daf Yud Ches Amid Beis, and he holds it yei zika. So how are you telling now Shmuel holds ein zika? Every Gemara divri oimer ein zika kamar. Shmuel says, on my own, I taka hold yei zika. This whole discussion that we have about if you give a chalitza l'achoyes, the niftu tzoros, but tzoros niftu achoyes, that's according to my colleague Rav, the Rav holds ein zika. I taka hold yei zika. And therefore there would be no difference between trying to do a chalitza for the achoyes, to part of the tzoros, or to give a chalitza for the tzoros, to part of the achoyes. They're all exactly the same because they hold yei zika. The only difference I'm making is aliba to those that hold ein zika, which is wrath. Faith Mori Hoka. Cholef v'achoyes and mylei niftaru tzorois. Why, when he gave a chalitza to the two sisters, why don't the tzoros become potur? Meaning, since there's no longer an achoyes ziku kosoi issue, so the chayra, why can't he go and give a chalitza to lady number one, sister number one, give a chalitza to sister number two, and pata all the tzaras? Bishloim mitzora derochel loy tifter, dekiven decholitz lo lileya, vah decholitz lerochel, havi lo chalitza derochel chalitza psula. In other words, let's go and slice it. Let's not talk about both tzaras as one package, but let's go and analyze each one individually. If we were talking about achoy ziku kasoi, like the Gemara thought in the Havamina, then there's no difference between giving a chalitza to Rachel or to Leah. Rachel and Leah being sisters, each one is achoy chalutzosoi to the other, and therefore, achoy ziku kasoi to the other, and therefore giving Rachel the initial chalitza, or giving Leah the second chalitza, they're both chalitzois gruois, because he could not have been the yabim either one of them, because each one is achoy ziku kasai to the other sister. But we just concluded that ein zika, we're going to call him that holds ein zika. No, if it's ein zika, why can't he be the yabim the first? There's no problem about achoy ziku kasai. Obviously he can't be the yabim the second one after he's the yabim the first, because then it would be achoy ishtar. But he could be miyam in the first one. So says Gemara, you're 100% right. He could be miyam in the first one. And therefore, since he could be miyam in the first one, he would be able to go and make a full-fledged chalitza ma'alia vis-a-vis the first wife. Who's the first wife? The Gemara calls the first one Leah. Since Leah is the first wife, he gave her chalitza. That chalitza was beautiful. Now the problem is, let's go over to, so what, as a result of it being so beautiful, it should also pater her own tzara, because there's no reason why it shouldn't. It was a chalitza ma'aliyah, not a chalitza grua. So it paters Leah, and it paters the tzara of Leah. Now let's go and talk about Rachel. If he wants to go and give a chalitza to Rachel, now he's got a problem. Because although, since I hold ein zika according to this pshat, Rachel is not achoy ziku kosoi of Leah, but she's achoy chalutzosoi of Leah, because Reuven gave a chalitza to Leah. So Rachel is now achoy chalutzosoi. The chalitza that he gives now to Rachel is ogeshvach. It's weakened. It's a chalitza geruah. That being the case, he cannot go and be moitzi the tzara of Rachel, because the tzara of Rachel, her zika is full and fresh, 100% zika. So to go and use the chalitza of Rachel, which is weakened, chalitza geruah. Why is it weakened? Because she's a chois chalutza, right? That's why that is not going to help for tzara number two, for tzara's Rachel. And so therefore, again, Frank Dimar, Ihoch, halfway down the oven. Cholitz la'choyis amayla niftiru tzara's. Why, if you give a chalitza to Leah and to Rachel, do you say that tzara's Leah and tzara's Rachel both would require their own chalitzas? Bish like mitzara de Rachel le'tifter. I can understand why tzara de Rachel has a problem. The kibin de cholitz lo le'leah. Since initially Reuven gave a chalitza to Leah, the first sister, v'hod v'cholitz l'Rachel, and after that he gave a chalitza to Rachel, havi lo chalitza to Rachel, chalitza psula. Why? Because Rachel is achoyis chalutzasoy of Leah. He couldn't have done a yibum because it's achoyis chalutzasoy. So therefore the chalitza that he gives is weakened. It's chalitza gerua. And therefore the chalitza will not help the tzara of Rachel. Oh, the tzara de Leah, tipoter. What's the problem with the tzara of Leah? After all, Leah, that was the first chalitza. There's no achoyis zikukase issue. There's no achoyis chalutzase issue. That was the first one that he gave chalitza to. So that should go in pater the tzara of Leah. Says the Gemara, you're absolutely right. My leniftiru tzara is namitikama. What do we mean to say leniftiru tzara? What we mean is a tzara de Rachel. But emachanami, the tzara of Leah, in fact, is potter with the chalitza of Leah. Frank Gemara, come on, give me a break. But tzara is ka'amar. Didn't Shmuel say expressly, explicitly, the chalitza of the two achoyos is not going to potter the two tzorois? And for the Gemara, tzara is the alma. When it says tzorois, it doesn't mean Tzoras Leah and Tzoras Rachel. Tzoras Leah is potter. That's done. But in any case that we're ever going to have of a Tzoras Rachel situation, where it wasn't Leah and Rachel, it was Spritzer and Gnendel, or it was Chani and Surla, any such situation where you have two Achoyes and two Tzorois, the first Tzora will be fine. That will be the chalitza of the achois will work. The tzara of the second one is not going to work. Why? Because that was a chalitza geruah. So all Rachels, or similarly situated ladies of tzaras, like a tzaras Rachel, the chalitza will not work. Frank Dimara. So let's go look now at the second part. Ihochi, cholat le tzaras niftur achoyois. If you give a chalitza to the tzorois, then the achoyis are potter with those chalitzois. Fekim of atzoros Rachel, mi miftara. If you go and use a chalitza on tzora, is that going to go and potter Rachel? In other words, we're talking about giving now chalitzas to the tzoros. Is the chalitza to the tzora of Rachel going to potter Rachel? What not? We have a Mishnah. We didn't learn the Mishnah yet. We're going to get to that in Mi'at Hashem in about 2 weeks in Daf Mem. Asur Adam b'tzoras k'roivas chalutzosoi. A person may not go and be miyavin the tzora of his k'roivas chalutzosoi. What does that mean? Instead of thinking of k'roivas chalutzosoi, put in the word achois chalutzosoi, because that's typically the cases we always talk about, that a person not only cannot marry the achois chalutzosoi, he's not allowed to marry the tzora of the achois chalutzosoi. So in our case, where we have Rachel and Leah, Gemara says Leah and Rachel. Leah is the first one that he gave chalitza to. Rachel is the second one that he gave chalitza to. So that Rachel, before he gave chalitza to her, he could not be miyavim her because she was achois chalutzosoi of Leah. So the tzara is also osur to him because she is the tzara of the achois chalutzosoi. Noi Bazoi said when Reuven gives now a chalitza to the tzara, it's also a chalitza gerua because he's not allowed to be miyavim her. So just like he could not be miyavim Rachel because she's achois chalutzosoi, And so therefore the chalitza that you give to Rachel is a chalitza gerua and cannot pater the tzoras Rachel. If he were to go and be miyabim tzoras Rachel, he's not allowed to. It's awesome. So therefore the chalitza that he gives to her is also an inferior, defective chalitza, because she is the tzora of the kroivas chalutzase, of the achoyis chalutzase. No, memela. Just like you can't go and pater the tzora by giving a chalitza to Rachel, he cannot pater Rachel by giving a chalitza to the tzoras Rachel. So what have we accomplished by saying, don't give a chalitza to the achoyos, because that can't pater the tzorais. You can't give a chalitza the tzora to pater the achoyos also not. Every more Shmuel nami hischa v'lo hischa kama. We have to add a couple of words to Shmuel so that we should properly understand what Shmuel was saying. What Shmuel was saying, hischa v'achoyos lo yigmar b'tzorais. Meaning, again, we have two sisters, and each sister has one tzora. If he started off by giving a chalitza to Leah, and then he figures, I'm going to give now my second chalitza to Tzoras Rachel, that's not going to work. Why is it not going to work? Did not Aser Adam Mitzoras Kredis Chalutzasai. Just like if he were to give now a chalitza to Rachel, it's not going to pater Tzoras Rachel. If he gives a chalitza to Tzoras Rachel, it's not going to pater Rachel. So therefore, you start with the chayis. Don't think that I'm going to go and solve the situation by just giving a chalitza to tzoras Rachel. But what about the other way around? Hitzchul b'tzoras. What happens if he first gave to the tzoras? Rashi says the mushul to tzoras Leah. He gave the first chalitza. Yigmar af b'chayis. Then he can go and finish off even by giving the second one to Rachel. If he started off giving to tzoras Leah, that pattern, of course, Tzoras Leah and Leah. Now he has Rachel and Tzoras Rachel to deal with. He can go and Yigma Af Bachoyes. He could give, if he wanted to, a second Chalitza to the Tzora, meaning Tzoras Rachel. He could do that. After all, Tzoras Rachel is not related to Tzoras Leah. Remember, since the original Chalitza was to Tzoras Leah, Leah and Rachel did not become achoyis chalutzosois, because I didn't give a chalitza to Leah. I gave a chalitza to the tzoras Leah. So, I give to tzoras Leah. I could, if I wanted to go and give to tzoras Rachel as number two, but I could give to Rachel herself. Isn't Rachel somehow related to the Leah who was the beneficiary of the chalitza of the tzoras Leah? Now we learned mutter odem bikroivas tzoras chalutzasai. A person is allowed to go and marry the kroiv, that's the achois of the tzoras chalutzasai. So in our situation where we started off with giving the first of the two chalitzas to the tzora of Leah, and now I want to go and give a chalitza to Rachel herself, that's fine, because she is just the kroiva of the tzoras chalutzasai, meaning Rachel is the achois, she's the sister of Leah. But Leah was not the chalutza, Leah was only the tzora of the chalutza, because he gave a chalitza to the tzora of Leah, so therefore Leah now becomes the tzoras chalutzasai. And guess what? Rachel, although she's the sister of the Tzoras Chalutzasai, no problem, Mutter Adam Bikrei the Tzoras Chalutzasai. And since he's Mutter, the Chalitza, the Yibam would be good, and so therefore the Chalitza is good. So it's not a Chalitza Gerua, it's a Chalitza Ma'aliyah, and that's what Shmuel meant. If you start off with a Tzara, you can end off by making a Chalitza with the Achoyis, with the second sister. All of this is based on that the Gemara started off. Because Shmuel holds Ein Zika. Exactly right.
But even if there's Yesh Zika, yeah, this solution also work?
If you would hold the Yesh Zika, this solution would not work. Why wouldn't it work? Because the Gemara said, just like giving a chalitza to either one.
Okay.
Exactly. After you give a chalitza to the first sister, the second sister's chalitza would be weakened by the fact that she's achoyz chalutza. So the same thing would apply. If you hold yesh zika, that it's achoyz zikukasoy, and the tzorois become like part of, as you just said now, a package, that just like we had in that base, that an erva, it's not only the cheese potter, but the tzor of the erva is potter. Since these two women are both achoyz zikukasoys to one another, they become rabbinic, midrabbanan, they become aroyis, ervis. So now that tzorim, each one of the ervis is also osir, just like the achoyisu kukasi herself is osir. The tzor is achoyisu kukasi, just like in the Mishnah. The tzor is bitoi, and the tzor is chamoisai. So now I have a tzor is achoyisu kukasi. So therefore, that's why we had to go and strain ourselves and says, Shmuel holds ein zika. But in fact, now Rav Ashi is going to give a totally loop shot. Rav Ashi omel oilem kirika amris. No, you can hold it, Shmuel holds Yezika. And although we ask the Kasha, I don't understand, just like the two Achoyes are Choyziku Kosoi, and therefore the Tzora should be a Tzora Se'erva, just like a Tzora Zvito should be a Tzora Achoyziku Kosoi. So therefore their Chalitza would also be a Chalitza Gerua. And for the Mar, Mishum Gali Alima, Zika Leshavuyer, the Tzora Ki'erva, says Rav Ashi, there's a difference between tzoras ho'erva and tzoras achoy ziku kosoi. Even though achoy ziku kosoi is an erva d'rabbanan, but it doesn't rise to the level of making a package to go and pater the tzora. It's only those two sisters themselves that become achoy ziku kosois. But the tzorais are not part of the deal, so to speak. So the rabbanan only went 1 degree and not 2 degrees. They created this new erva called the Choyzi Kukosai, that if you have both Ruchel and Leah falling to you, you cannot go and be Miyavim either one, but you could be Miyavim the Tzara of the Choyzi Kukosai. Oh, you can! So therefore, their Chalitza is a strong Chalitza, and that's what Shmuel meant all along. Shmuel said, you cannot use the Achoyos Chalitzas to pater the Tzarois, because he's allowed to marry those tzorois. They're only a tzor of achoyz ziku kosoi. It's not a tzor of abitoi, a tzor of achamoisoi. So therefore, the achoyos will not help the chalitza for the achoyos will not help for the tzorois, but the chalitza of the tzorois will help for the achoyos, because the chalitza of the tzorois, that's a chalitza ma'aliyah, therefore can go and pater the achoyos who have a much weaker zika and a much lesser need, if you will, for a chalitza. Brother Shai, are you happy with that?
Yes, strong.
Good.
That's what I was thinking. It's not so strong.
Exactly. That's exactly.
I don't go so far.
So that's the difference between the first pshat and Shmuel and the second pshat and Shmuel. The first pshat and Shmuel we had to settle with Ein Zika. According to the new pshat and Shmuel, no, Yei Zika, but the Chachamim did not institute the concept of a Tzoras Achoy Ziku Kosei. So, Kimartani was a Ravash, being a Rai from a Ravashi, from a Braisa. Stayed in the Braisa, Cholitz Lachoyos, Lenif to Tzoris. Cholitz Ori, Nif to Rachoyos. My time, what's the reason? Manishtana. Lamishim de Kosovra, Yezika. Itaka old, Yezika. Vule Alima, Zika, Lashay, Lishavia, Litzora, Keerva. But it doesn't rise to the level that the Tzora should be a Tzora, Seerva. It's only a Tzoras, Achoy, Ziku, Kosei. However, Omer Baba Bar Mamel, this brisa that you just brought now as support to Rav Ashi's interpretation, says Rav Abba Mamel, no rai. Hamani Beishamahi. This brisa can go according to Beishamah. Who's Beishamah? Now that's the famous Beishamah that we have in Gabi Tzoros Achid. As you recall, even though in the first mission it sounded like that everybody agrees that Tzoros Erva is Osur, Beishamah says Beishamah Tirin HaTzoros LiAchid. You remember we had several dafim in which we discussed the terrible ramifications if the Beis Hillel people were to go and marry the daughters of Beis Shammai, because the daughters of Beis Shammai, they happen to be, since the Tzora is also just like the Erva, if that lady now goes and has Yibam with an Ach, he's marrying an Issacharis. The children are Mamzeirim. But that's what Beis Shammai holds. So Beis Shammai Matin HaTzora is the Ach. And therefore, getting back to this brisa, that's why the brisa says that the chalitza for the achoyis is not going to patter the tzoreis, because the tzoreis not only require a strong chalitza, they theoretically, you could even be miyabim them, because there is no tzoras or erva according to Beis Shammai. So frank tomorrow, ibu minami tisyabim. So why taket is the same, the braisa give a chalitza to the achoyis, but that's not going to help for the tzoreis. The braisa should say, you can be miyabim the tzoreis lechatchila. You only have a problem being miyabim the two sisters because it's achoyis kukasai, you can't be married to both sisters. But you can be married to both tzoreis. Let him go and marry one tzara, be miyabim one tzara, can be miyabim the other tzara, and shalom al Yisrael. And for the Gemara, mitzah ikar adin, you're right, according to Beis Shammai, you could do that. But we have that famous takana of Rabbi Yechon Nuri, the Yomar Boyim and the Sakim, and the tzoreis. She holds us below this yabmais. Remember, Rabbi Yechon Nuri wanted to get Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel together on the same page, and he said, if you're going to do yibum, we're going to have tzoreis. Let's go and do chalitza! And that's why the Braisa says, give chalitza. Somebody asking a question?
Yeah, if he marries both tzoras, then he'll have tzoras.
Oh, he'll have plenty of tzoras. And then afterwards, if one of the tzoras marries another brother, it'll be tzoras tzoras. You're absolutely right. Shkoyach shalom. Anyway, so getting back to the Gemara.
So Yochanan ben Nuri is trying to make sure that Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai can be accommodated. Is that...
That's exactly right. We're accommodating both. What's the problem? According to Beis Hillel, let's start off with Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says that these tzoras are free to go and marry even the brothers. There's no din of tzoras abbas, tzoras chamoisai, tzoras anything. So the yovam is allowed to go marry the tzor. Beis Hillel, on the other hand, says chas v'shalom, that's an isakaris. It says in the pasuk litzarar, and therefore the tzor has the same din as the erva. So if a yovam were to go and marry a tzorah, hoy, so it's on grois tzoras, says Shavi, because not only has he been even isakaris, if they have children, those children are the product of an isakaris, and they're going to be mamzerim, oy tzoras, right? So that's Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel, on the other hand, says, I have an easy etzah. All you'd have to do is, there is no zika whatsoever, because since it's a tzoras, a bas, just like vis-a-vis the bas, there's no possibility of yibum, therefore there's no requirement of chalitza. Same thing, the tzoras in the same package, off the hook entirely. But according to Beis Shammai, oy, oy, so Beis Hillel is allowing this tzoras to go marry anybody. That's the yibum and the shuk, because according to Beis Shammai, this second lady, the tzara, requires either yibum or chalitza. You can't just have her go and marry anybody. According to Beis Hillel, she can, because there's no zika, because she's a tzara's erva. According to Beis Shammai, no, she requires either yibum or chalitza, otherwise it's yibum and the shuk, and iser chayav elad. Says Rabbi Yechon Nuri, I have a good answer. Let everybody agree in a case of a tzoras ho'erva, give chalitza to the tzoras erva. According to Beis Hillel, it's unnecessary. Okay, so you wasted an hour of time in front of the bez and you gave a useless chalitza. It wasn't necessary. So you do it. According to Beis Shammai, however, that's salvation. This way I won't have a yivam l'shuk. I won't have a situation of a brother marrying a tzara, an erva, but rather will be chalitza, will be finished. So he said, "Boy, the sakal and the torah she holds for the siyamways," and that's the reason why this brisa says, "Give chalitza."
At the end, we had a whole back and forth whether Beis Shammai eventually gave in to Beis Hillel, and they said the Moskana
said
they didn't.
Asu or shaloy asu? Did they agree? Didn't they agree? Was it before the baskol? After the baskol? If you want, we can try to review all the three or four blot now, but I think everybody wants us to complete the blot. So the Gemara says, "V'omamar, when you speak a ligmas of davar shenitva hashav, they wanted to go and make this nice yovi hakosav hashlishi v'achriya beinayim. Let's go make this beautiful takana, this beautiful thing, but it didn't work out." Amar Nachman Yitzchok, achrav chozav itakel take. In the times of Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri, it didn't work out. Ah, you said that this braisa reflects that it did work out. That's why the braisa says chalitza and not yibum. Yeah, in the times of Yechon ben Nuri, it didn't work out. But in a later generation, 2 years later, 5 years later, 20 years later, 50 years later, the Chachamim got back together and they said, you know, let's resurrect the Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri's Eitzah. It was a Gevaldig Eitzah. And therefore, whenever you have Tzoras, he gives them Chalitza. So we don't have a Beis Shammai issue. We don't have a Beis Hillel issue. Everybody's on the same page.
So Asu at the end?
I'm sorry, once again?
So Asu, back when we had somebody brought it earlier, when we said they attacked, we brought it to right at the end that they did not capitulate?
The Asu V'Loi Asu is really not a reflection of Rabbi Yechiel Menuri. Rabbi Yechiel Menuri is saying this. Lu Yitzur, that Loi Asu, that Beis Shammai doesn't want to go ahead with Beis Hillel. And they don't want to capitulate. Even after the Basco, I have an Eitzah, that you don't have to worry. Beis Shammai doesn't have to say, I surrender. They can go and insist every single time when you have a Tzara Se'erva, give the Tzara a separate claim. You don't have to do anything vis-a-vis the Erva. Erva is out of the picture. That I agree. But the Tzara is Mechuyeves either to get Yibam or Chalitza. If she's going to go and get Yibam from the Yavam, according to Beis Hillel, oh no! All heaven will break out because you have an Issacharis. So be Mesaket, always give a Chalitza, and then I don't have a problem. Zakti Gemara. Well, it's not a capitulation, it's to make everybody the Sholem or the Shalom, we shouldn't have any machlekes.
So why do we have to keep records? And they said, Rashi said they kept records of what was...
So our Gemara said, Lo yispiku li Gemara sedover ashenit v'ashah, that unfortunately this was not accepted. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, in later generations it was accepted. So according to our Gemara, you can go and say those records were in the earlier period, but after that it wasn't necessary. But the Baal Tosis says that this shot that the Rabbi Abba Bar Mamel is giving to the price is a doichik shot, and therefore Tosis, if you will, weakens this last, look at the last Tosis. Achav Chaz V'Tochnu, Dochuk Loimerken, this is a shver shot. He's not happy with the pshat that Rav Ashi said, that although the Chachamim made a din of Achoyzik Kukasai, it didn't rise to the level of making Tzoras Achoyzik Kukasai. Hazei Zot Rav Ashi. Rav Amar Mamel says, I disagree. I like the first Teretz of the Gemara initially. If they made a din of Achoyzik Kukasai, then they would have made a din of Tzoras Achoyzik Kukasai. So why does this Brisa then say, isn't this pshat a Brisa arrived to Rav Ashi? So Rav Amar Mamel is talking according to Beshama. According to Beis Shammai, why are you doing Chalitza? You should do Yibam. So do Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's takana was not accepted. His time it wasn't accepted. It was accepted later on. But that's a, it's a remote, forced shot according to Tosfos. Okay, back in Shmuel Talacha. Shmuel said that if you give a Chalitza to a Balas Ma'amer, le'nifter etzara, and if you give a Chalitza to a Balas Aget, le'nifter etzara. In each case, the Zika is a, not the Zika, the chalitza is a chalitza grua and doesn't patter. So now the Gemara asks a beautiful question. This is a, what you might call a Rabbi Yirmiyah type of question. You have two yivamis that fall to one. One brother had, there were two brothers altogether. First brother was married to two women. Nevertheless, the brother passed away, leaving no children. Both women now fall to the surviving brother. That the surviving brother, he could give either Yibam or Chalitza to either one, and then we're done. You only do one Yibam or Chalitza per family, per bias. However, what did he decide to do? He decided one of them he gave Maimer, and the other one he gave a Get. The one that he gave Maimer to was to strengthen the bonds of Zika. The other one he gave a Get to weaken the bonds of Zika. Even after you give a Get, you still have to go and give a Chalitza. Now we said before in Shmuel Talach that if there was only one of the two, in other words, you had a Balas Maimer and a Tzara, that the Chalitza to the Balas Maimer would not part of the Tzara. And similarly, if you had a Balas Aget and a Tzara, the Chalitza to the Balas Aget will not part of the Tzara. What happens if I have now both a Balas Aget and a Balas Maimer? Ezim and Kedemis. Who should I go and give the chalitza to try to pater the other one? L'choira from Shmuel's halacha, both of them are chalitza gruois. So therefore, one can pater the other. Should I rather go and give a chalitza to the balas a get and pater the maimer, or should I give the balas maimer pater the get? Zoki Mora, what's this svaras over here? Balas a get adifa, mishum di askelba, and our Gemara says b'chalitza. The word chalitza is really lav dafka, as you see on the side in the aleph. It's begerishin. Should I go and say the chalitza of the balas aget is better, and I should use that chalitza to pata the balas maimer, because he has already weakened the relationship with the first Yivama, and therefore it's easier, if you will, to go and give a chalitza now. He's already started on the derech to chalitza, so let's finish it off and give a full-fledged chalitza and pat to the other one. Or maybe I should rather go and give the chalitza to the balas maimer. Why? Because the balas maimer, she's already halfway there to a full-fledged yibam. And therefore, since the yibam there, the zika is stronger, so just like the yibam zika is stronger, the chalitza zika is stronger. So give a chalitza to the balas maimer, and that's going to go and pater up the balas I get. So which one is better? It's Omer Rabashi Toshima. Omer Gamliel. We're going to have a Perikram Gamliel later on in our Masechta, where there's going to be all different types of cases, where it's going to talk about Ein Get Achar Get. Is the Maimer Achar Maimer? Is the Get Achar Maimer? Is the Maimer Achar Get? It's going to be a very exciting Mishnah and discussion in that Perik. And the Gemara says, with Omer Gamliel, Sheish Get Achar Maimer Maimer Achar Get. What does that mean? Same type of case that we're talking about over here, that there are two women. To one of them he gave maimer. He wants to go and give a get to the second of the two yevamas. Could he give that? The answer is yes. And vice versa. The maimer acher get. If he gave a get to the first one, he can go give a maimer to the second one. Why are there svaras he should not be able to? Rashi goes into those svaras. And the Gemara says here, bekitzur, Iget odef loy lehani mamer abasrei. If the get was a strong get to lady number one, to Yavama number one, lechoira, he shouldn't be able to go and give an effective maimer to lady number two. Why not? Because by giving a get, we are already severing the relationship. Kimishloy bona shuvlo yivne. Why is he giving maimer to the second one? But you see that Rabbi Gamliel holds you can. Faket, the Maimer or the fifth Maimer happens to be stronger, lo dehani get abasrei. You shouldn't be able to go and give a get to the second one. Because since he's already given a Maimer, so if you hold Maimer is like Yibam itself, so we've already done the job of doing Yibam, so how are you trying to go and sever the relationship by giving a get to the second one? I've already strengthened the Zika by giving to number one. But I see that Rabbi Gamliel doesn't agree with these svaras, because Rabbi Gamliel holds you can give a get acha maimer, you can give a maimer acha get. El lav shmamina ki agoli nenu. So apparently we see from Gamliel that each one of them has strengths and weaknesses, but bottom line, they're basically the same on the same level. That being the case, of the more shmamina, from this we can be poishit, says Rashi, that you can do it either way. You can either go and give the chalitza to the balas maimer and pater the balas aget, or you can go and give a chalitza to the balas aget and pater the balas maimer. And this, with this, we've concluded the whole discussion vis-a-vis Rav of yesterday and Shmuel of today, and the balas get and the balas maimer, and we start a new shtickle. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. On the side it says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Beis achoyus yivomi shenoflu lefnei yovim echad. You have two sisters, obviously from two separate batim, meaning there were originally three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Reuven passed away, leaving Mrs. Reuven. Shimon passed away, leaving Mrs. Shimon. And the two women, the two Yevamas, are sisters. And they fell now before Levi, Lefnei Yav Mechad. So, Cholatz L'Rishoyim, once he give a chalita to Mrs. Reuven, Hutra, then of course she's now Mutter. He gave a chalita, that's what you're supposed to do. Cholatz L'Shniya, Hutra. If he gave a chalitza to number two, also hutra, no problem. Even though it was achos chalutzosoi, but there's no choice. There's only one yavam. He can't go and manufacture new yavamim. He's the only guy on the scene. So he gave a chalitza to the first. He gives a chalitza to the second, and we're done. What happens if instead meisa rishoina, the first one of the two, before he had a chance to give a chalitza, the first sister Nebuch passed away? Mutter Mishniya, then he could go and be Miyabim the second one, because he's no longer, just like if it was two Achoyos, two sisters, if one passes away you can go and marry the second one. Here you had two, not Achoyos in terms of Achoyos Ishtoi, here you have two Achoyos in terms of Achoyos Zikukosoi. If one of them passed away, so then he's Mutter the other. So, Meis Rishon and Mutter Mishniya. If the second one passes away, then he's certainly mutter in the first one. What is Rav telling us? What's the chiddush of Rav? What Rav is telling us is, we have a general rule that when a Yavama falls to Yibam, if at that time, if Bishas Nefila, it was Patur, even if subsequently she becomes Mutter, since at the moment of Nefila one could not do a Yibam, then she's Patur from Yibam forever. The exact Lashon of that member that we're talking about is, if you skip three lines, you'll see in the middle of the line, the Gemara says, my time, she called Yavama, she ain't ani koyreba, bishas nefila, Yavama yovi alel. If at the time of nefila there is in a halachic impediment that you cannot be meyabim the Yavama, harizuki eishes ach sheesh labanu vasun, she remains osir forever and ever. There's no way to go and be matiher for Yibam. So therefore, what the Gemara is talking about is there's a difference between the first of the two achoyes and the second of the two achoyes. When the first of the two achoyes fell the Yibam, at that time there was nothing stopping the Yavam from going and being Miyabim her. At the time of Nefila, she was Muteres. What happened is, an hour later, a day later, a week later, the second achoyes, the second sister, also fell the Yibam. And now I got a problem. What's my problem? I cannot go and be miyabim either the first or the second one. Why not? Because they are both achoyz ziku kosoy of one another. Vis-a-vis the first Yavama, she was initially muteres. Only subsequently did she become osir when the second Yavama came on the scene, when her husband passed away. Vis-a-vis Yavama number two, sister number two, she was always osir mishas nefila. Because as soon as she came into the picture, there was already an achoyzik kukosli from before. So that's the major difference between sister number one and sister number two. Sister one originally had a heter, subsequently became asura. When the sister passed away, chozra v'neyar, chozra, she became mutter again. But vis-a-vis the second sister, she was always also from the very beginning. So even when her sister passes away, kol yivoma sheni oimer aleha, that she wasn't able to miyabim at the time of the original fila, cannot go miyabim later on. So that's the crux of the matter, and that's the machlokes between Rav and between Rabbi Yochanan. We'll say the words again of Rav. If the first one of the two that fell yibam passes away, then he's allowed to go and be miyam the second one. Why is avada avada? The first yivama was muteres at the time in the fila initially. Then that's when she became osir when the second yivama came on the scene. Because of hutra, and now she becomes muter again because now that second yivama passed away. It's tachsla teira rishon. But says Rav, the same thing applies even to the case where meis rishona. No. Meis rishniya muter rishona. That I agree with. For the reason that we just gave, that since she was muteris at the time of Nefila, such chozer v'hutra. Aval meis rishoina osa mishniya. However, if the rishoina passes away, and he wants to marry the shniya, that's osa. My time, she call yivoma, she ain't any koyer b'mishas nefila, yivomi of yaleha. Any yivoma that at the time of Nefila, I could not have been miyabim her, which is the case here by the Shnia, because when the Shnia came on the scene, she was already Asura from the first moment, because she was Achoyziku Kosai to the Rishoina. She remains Asura forever. So that's the Machlokes Rabban of Yochanan, Legave the Mesa Rishoina, whether you can go and be Miyavim the Shnia. Pray to Rav, Leslie Haisvara. Does Rav disagree with what Rabbi Yochanan just said? What we just said now, any isha that at the time of Mefila is also remains also forever. So how does Rav say that in the case of the Shnia, if the Rishoina passes away, You can be miyabim the shnir. Chas v'sholom, how can you be miyabim the shnir? She was an yevama who was asura from the first moment. B'shas nefilah. Everyone, hani mili heichad the koyim ba'apa iser achois isha diraisa. What's the Gemara answering? The Gemara is saying is, when did Rav say his halacha? When you're talking about, let's say, Reuven was married to one sister of two sisters. Shimon was married to the second sister. Reuven never passed away, and now sister number one falls to Shimon, who's married to sister number two. Since at the time of Nefilah, Mrs. Reuven, could not be nisiyabing through Shimon from the first moment of Shas Nefila. Even if Mrs. Shimon passes away, where now Shimon says, okay, now I'm free to marry Mrs. Reuven. No. Kol Yevoma She'ena Nikoyreba B'Shas Nefila Yevoma Yevalel is an Eishasach Sheyesh Labonim and Osir forever. That's because we're talking about an Achois Ishtoi D'Araisa. Here we're talking about the Isser is an Achoy Zikukasar, that after the first Yevama passed, after the first brother passed away, Yevama number one fell to Reuven, and then second brother passed away, Yevama number two, the second sister fell to Reuven. That's not Achoy Ishta, that's Achoy Zikukasar. Says Rab, by Achoy Zikukasar, you don't say that Kol Isha She'en Nikoyer Babishas to feel it, only if it would be an Achoy Ishtoi. Then Taka, she cannot ever become mutter. But it's Chayzu Kukasa. So if the other sister passes away, she could become mutter to the young. Now we're going to pick on Rabbi Yochanan. Until now we asked Akasha and Rav, now we're going to ask Akasha and Rabbi Yochanan. Remember, Rabbi Yochanan says, Meis Nishiyah, put mutter Rishoyna, Meis Rishoyna, Osa Mishniyah. We're going to ask Akasha from our Mishnah that we learned the other day. Four brothers. Two brothers are married to two sisters. And the two brothers passed away. And now the two sisters fall even to the two remaining brothers. Min ha-toira, l'choyer, there's no problem. Each brother can go be miyabim one of them. Levi will marry Reuven's wife, and Yehuda will marry Shimon's wife. However, midrabanan, we cannot do that, either because of achoy ziku kasai, the two women, there would be an ervai, can't marry either one, or the Gemara said, was also levatal mitzvah yivam. Okay, feitimor v'amai, leku chad minayu, lech letzlo lishnia, v'tev rishoyna, legabi idach, kivom ishahutra v'nasi, v'choz v'hutra, tachletay rishoyna. That's an aizen akasha. He says, since we said, choy letzvulei mesiyab mois, why? I can understand we can't go in the yam the two of them because they're chois zikukasei. But you know what you can do? We're assuming that the two women did not become yevomis simultaneously, but rather the first fell first, and then the second yevoma fell second. So I have a good idea. When the first yevoma fell the yevom, then the Levi would have been able to go in the yabim eishes Reuven. He could have. Why didn't he? He didn't get a chance. What happens now? Unfortunately, Eish Shimon now falls to them as well. Well, obviously, then now they're Choyzu Kukasei to both Levi and to Yehuda. Oh, Chodachaneitze! Let Levi or Yehuda go and be Miyamin to the... Not Miyamin. Let them go and give Chalitza to Mrs. Shimon. That was the second one that fell in the two women. What's going to do with that chalitza? As a result of that chalitza, now her zika will be paka, will go away. The only one I'm left with is the first Mrs. Reuven. Oh, you can be miyabim Mrs. Reuven. Why can you be miyabim Mrs. Reuven? Because she was originally a yevoma that bishas nefila koyri ani aleha yevoma yovi aleha. They could have been miyabim her. They didn't, but they could have. So then, she, although she became osir temporarily as a result of the second sister falling the yibam, but now that I remove the second sister from the picture by giving her chalitza, there's no longer an achoy zikukasei vis-a-vis sister number one. Great! I can now be miyabim sister number one. Because that's what Rav and Rabbi Yochanan just said now. That, we're asking Kasha Rabbi Yochanan. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? That if I have a Rishoyna and a Shnia, if I can take the Shnia out of the picture, although Shnia Aser Yibam vis-a-vis Rishoina for a temporary period of time because she's on the scene. But if we take her away by giving her a chalitza, she's no longer on the scene, just like Rabbi Yochanan said. That Mesa Shnia, you can now go and be Miyavim the Rishoina. So instead of Mesa Shnia, I gave a chalitza to Shnia. I should be able to go in Miyavim or Isha HaRishoina. Why did it say in the Mishnah, Chotzois Holoi Misyamois? Again. One of the remaining brothers should give a chalitza to the shniya, meaning to the second one that fell to Yibam. So now the rishoina should have the status kiyavama shehutra v'nasra v'chozer v'hutra tachzal etayra rishoin. And Eisen Akasha, Amalei, said Rabbi Yochanan, Achoyis en yedea mishanam. Says Rashi, that means ain't a Mishnah. That Mishnah is faulty. It's a konizayin. It's a misprint. It cannot be that Rebbe put that in a Mishnah because I hold taka. You don't have to go and give chalitza to both. You can give chalitza to number two, and then you can be yavim lady yavaman number one. Freitimara. Now from this velema lay from here until halfway down the omid of tomorrow, we have the two dots. The Gemara is going to say, why couldn't Rabbi Yochanan give this teretz, or that teretz, or this teretz, or that teretz? Why do you have to reject the whole Mishnah and say, this cannot be a Mishnah, it must be a mistake? There are ways of answering the Kasha. We're not going to go through all of them, we're just going to go through the two or three here in the bottom of the Omid, and we're going to continue tomorrow with all of the other Velemele. It's a great thing of Velemele. My Choltzis, Nami Diktoni, Choletzis, Choder. Why don't we go and say them when it says in the Mishnah, Choltzis, it doesn't mean both of them. Just have to give Chalitza to number two, like you suggested. I says, well, how can you say that? Choltzis, Ktoni. It says Choltzois, Peloshin Rabbin. Like we said on the Amid Aleph, when we talked about the Tzoris Rachel, we said Tzoris the Alma. All Rachels in similar situations. Here too, all situations where you have two such Yevamis falling, go and do Chalitza to the second one, in this case, and the other case, and the other case, and this case. In other words, don't call her each time Rachel. Next case, call her Shprinza. Next case, call her Chani. Next case, call her Surala. In every single case, we'll go and say, go and give a chalitza to the second one. That's the Choltzois. Says Yomar, that's a very difficult shot. Because it says in the Mishnah Hari, Eilu Choltzois. Eilu sounds like the two existing women in our case, the two ladies together. You're Eitzes, a wonderful Eitzes. Give chalitza to number two. It's talking about, unfortunately, it's too late. He already gave chalitza to number one. If they already gave chalitza to number one, it's impossible to go and do yibam to number two because it's achoyis chalutzasai. So what are we going to do? By default, we're going to have to give chalitza. So that's why the Mishnah says you give chalitza to both, because it's talking about that he already gave chalitza to number one. So Timura, that's not a good teretz because chalitza lechat chila, Tony. Tmashma by saying Choltzis that this is the Eitzah. The only Eitzah that you have when you have two sisters falling to two brothers, give Chalitza to both. You're right. If you already give Chalitza to number one, it would be too late. Abadi have to give Chalitza to number two. But I have another Eitzah. According to Rabbi Yochanan, give Chalitza to number two, and now be Niyabim number one. That's why Rabbi Yochanan says this cannot be a good Mishnah. Then again, the Gemara is going to say, or the Terutzim, but this is where we'll stop at this point. I thank you all for your patience in going through this. Any questions?